Sehr geehrte Mitglieder des Bundestages, liebe Caroline Ehmke,
dear members of Parliament, dear Caroline Ehmke, dear Valentin Grübner, dear Christina Nord, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm very happy to welcome you at the House of World Cultures.
This is a project
labeled Narrating War, and
we are happy to have you here.
I'm very happy insbesondere Marcel
Ophüls. The artists and participants of the conference, Marcel Ophüls is here, and this is a major honor for us.
2014 ist ein Jahr der Jahrestage.
Will be a year of anniversaries.
Das vor 25 Jahren stattfand,
in addition to
erinnern wir uns an den Beginn zweier großer Kriege,
which happened 25 years ago,
we remember the
beginning of two big wars which characterized the 20th century in Europe. World War I began 100 years ago. World War
II
began 75 years
ago.
These two figures, however,
der Gewalt und Zerstörung nie selbst ausgesetzt war.
We are living in a society whose majority
has not sind wir immer mehr experienced
a war in person,
werden die Kriege anderer auch unsere Kriege.
Suffered
obwohl weit entfernt von Deutschland schicken wir unsere Soldaten nach Afghanistan oder in afrikanische Staaten.
Wars
Kriege in anderen Teilen der Welt erreichen uns aber auch über die Menschen, die aus Kriegsgebieten zu uns kommen.
Are increasingly involved
waren es in den 90er Jahren vor allem Menschen aus den Balkanstaaten, sind es heute unter anderem Flüchtlinge von Somalia bis Syrien.
Wars, in spite of the fact that they happen far
Krieg
away from
also
Germany,
Teil
we send our soldiers to Afghanistan
and
to African nations.
Wir sind herausgefordert,
in other parts of the world also reach us via the people
aber auch
who
bei weltreichenden
the war theaters in the
1990s. In
it was mostly people from the Balkan states. Today
we handeln zu können,
are
genügt es
seeing
nicht, ein
refugees from Somalia to
was diese
Syria.
Es geht
war
nicht um ein
has become
Erzählen
a, a part of our own living reality,
es geht
of our
um
own
erzählen,
lives
also
here
darum,
in Europe, and we have to find ways and means to react. Also, in dealing with
Bezug
the refugees who are coming here, but also with respect to the political decisions about interventions to make. In order to be able to act adequately, it's not
leisten
sufficient to teach
ich gebe
abstract
Ihnen ein
knowledge
Beispiel aus einer
about
Textsorte,
wars.
Von der
we
Sie
need
vielleicht am
to tell about
es handelt sich um
report
die
from,
des Kapitän
but in particular,
Contain
we need to focus
Tagebuch
on
der
the narration
Wörter
of war.
Zitat,
so we have to explore the
mit
forms of presentation. The question is whether language as
ich
such is sufficient. Let me give you an example. Captain Cochin wrote into his diary during the Battle of Verdun, I've arrived here with 175 men. I'm returning with 40, with 34.
Half of them
is crazy. Now, there is, first of all, a rather sober statement to be read in the diary, and that's due to the language of the report. Numbers, mostly. Numbers organize the events which are being reported, and these events seem to be a statistic, and
Wort,
the very sober approach is being maintained
das
up to the last but one word. But then there is the last
Form
word in the
der
report or in the entry
Zuordnung
of Captain Cochin in his diary. Crazy, he says, and this
die
goes beyond the canonical
Haltung
form. The objective world of figures, numbers and categories is being contradicted by his personal assessment. The distance is being given up.
Dieses letzte Wort wirft
and the event
aber auch seinen Schatten zurück auf das zuvor
appears
gesagte
in the light
es
of an existential exception which a human being can hardly bear. The last word also casts a shadow on
in das
what
Regiments-Tagebuch
has been said before. It opposes the form of the report, which seems to be the helpless gesture of a power machine that tries to use numbers in order to tell what cannot be told, to explain what cannot be explained. The diary of Captain Cochin is in fact an act of subversion, because it consciously goes beyond the traditional form. It does not only reflect the events in the sense of the mimesis, it's rather using the poetic approach in order to shape the events. Language is thus being replaced by images, and these images shape the way we understand wars. Now, these images also establish realities. They are often enacted and may be the two most important counter points in the enactments of the last years were the destruction of the towers in Manhattan and President Bush on the aircraft carrier, who claimed that his mission had been accomplished. His appearance was a gesture of the empire in order to define the reality by determining the images shown. Now, it is not too difficult to decode these major enactments, but then we are also faced with a flood of images in the internet. These are major challenges posed to us today, because we have to ask questions: who produces the images? What do the images show? Have these images been manipulated, technically changed? We need new grammars, the new grammars of viewing in view of the technical possibilities and the flood of images, which the individual can hardly decode anymore. The explosion of images is to be seen in the context of the possibility of reading them. We do see images, but we don't know what they tell us. I can only insinuate what the questions are we are dealing with when talking about narrating war. And I'm very happy to note that the curators have managed to invite important protagonists of texts and the production of images in order to talk about the production in an extremely interesting and complex program. These might be the first steps in order to set up a grammar of reading. And I would like to thank the curators, Caroline Imke, Valentin Grübner, and Christina Nord for the wonderful concept of these thematic days and for the confidence and trust and their collaborations. I would also like to thank the Cultural Foundation of the federal government and its director, Hortensia Völker. And, of course, I would like to thank the Ministry for Culture and the Media and the Foreign Office, who are supporting us, sponsoring us, and thus making events like this one possible. Welcome to all of you.
Warum Krieg erzählen?
Why narrating war?
Was soll so besonders sein?